Time now, the Benoist pregame show to visit with Tom Ceritori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Tom, you're 2-4 in your last six games. You've scored 9, you've given up 16 in that stretch. Which is more concerning to you, the limited number of goals for, the spike in the goals against?
Well, probably a combination a little bit, Schulte, but more of the goals for. We have to start getting close to 3. We're putting way too much pressure on ourselves defensively when you're only getting 2 goals a game or 2.25, you know. So, and what we need to do is we need to increase our offensive output 5-on-5, and we've struggled 5-on-5 as of late.
What changes tonight as far as defending Mayhew's line?
Well, I think what we're going to do is we have to probably be more deliberate with who we're going to match with Mayhew up front. And, you know, we're going to obviously put Bauman and Marinaccio and O'Connor against them. But at times what they want to do, too, is they want to take Mayhew off and maybe put him back on. So if somebody else is out there against that group, I mean, you just got to defend well. You got to make sure you take care of the puck when you're out there against those guys. Because to me, Corey Mack and Gerald Mayhew, those two players are two of the best players in the league.
Nate Arntz forechecking last night. His effort on the forecheck to me was maybe one of the best of the year. First off, do you agree with that?
Yeah, I do. I do, Schulte. I thought he had good legs last night, and I think he showed he had good legs, and I think that's why you probably brought up the question.
Is it more skill, more instinct, or more just sheer desire on the forecheck?
I think it's both. I think it's a combination of skating, but I think it's a combination of desire, because you don't have to be a prolific skater to be a hard forechecker, but you have to have a lot of will.
Last night was the first power play goal you had given up in this building in WCHA play. I hadn't realized it until earlier this morning when Brad Folkstead gave me the note. But first off, why the success here? Secondly, you're number one in the country right now on the penalty kill. How many games does that win you over the course of a year?
A lot. And especially, we talk about it as a, you know, with our killers all the time. Like, our killers always have to be dialed in. Because one thing about a power play, I don't care whose power play, everybody's power play is going to be in and out. It's going to be a roller coaster. And when you're on the downward spiral of a roller coaster with your power play, your penalty kill has to pick that up. And so if you can put up zeros on the penalty kill, it doesn't put as much pressure on that power play.
36 out of 37 in league play in one building is impressive. There's no reason why there's any difference killing at home or on the road, is there?
No, you know what, Schulte, it really isn't. And I can't put a finger on that as well. You know, even last night, the goal we gave up, it went off Charlie. It was just it was a clean face-off they won, and it went off Charlie. So it wasn't anything from a tactical standpoint. It was just obviously, again, it was a one face-off with a one-timer.
This being alumni weekend, I thought RH was vintage RH today, addressing all the alums that are back. He talked about the mantra, though, that you and he both have, that once you're a player for me, you're always a player for me. What's that relationship like, coach and former player, when those guys are coming back to their hockey home?
It's awesome when they come back, because again, it's totally different when you're an alumni with the coach too, and it's so fun. It's great to have a relationship with those guys on a personal standpoint, and that's what happens when you become an alumni.
Best of luck tonight, Tom.
Thanks, Schulte.
More on the Benoist pregame show when we return right here on the Beaver Radio Network.